And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. This is a very special program, very special. I don't belong to a church. I don't work for a church. I'm a pastor for people on the internet, a pastor for people on the radio, a pastor for people who are looking for answers, people who are looking for real answers, which there are, okay? And maybe you've looked in a lot of different places. You've gone to a lot of different groups and churches and organizations, and you're searching, searching, searching. Well, this is the program for you. Welcome. Let's begin by, let's take a call. I have a listener call-in line where people call in with questions or comments or opinions. And let's, we have a question here from Brian in San Francisco.
Hello, my name is Brian. I'm a college student, and I'm calling from San Francisco. I have one question. How do you know that there is a God, or is there a way to see evidence of God's existence in one's everyday life? Thank you. Bye-bye.
How do we know there is a God? My answer is different than you would expect. And I'll tell you how. How do I know there's a God? I know there's a God because I know deep in my heart that he exists. Okay? And I wasn't always that way. When I was a young person, let me tell you how it all came about. May I? When I was a young person, a little kid, and then a teenager, and then a young man in his 20s and 30s, I've always had an interest in religion. I've always had an interest in philosophy and in psychology. Even when I was a kid, I remember when I was like 12 years old, loved radio. I loved listening to the radio. And I used to listen to a Bible prophecy program. I loved listening to the Bible prophecy program. And here I was, this little 12-year-old kid, listening to a Bible prophecy program. Well, it's because I had an interest in such things. I think God implanted it in me. See, that was me. That was what I was going to be. Even as Einstein, when he was a little tiny kid, he saw a compass and he was fascinated by the compass. And then someone gave him a geometry book, and he loved the geometry book, you see. So even when he was a little kid, he was already, see, what do they say, the boy is father to the man. Okay, so I had an interest in such things. And the other thing is I loved people who were good. People who were good, who were noble, who had courage, who stood for what was right. You know, I used to watch television shows. I used to love The Lone Ranger and Zorro. I loved them because they were very good, strong men who did the right thing and helped people and saved people. So I loved what was good and had an interest in the spiritual side of life all along. But I was just a regular kid. I liked to ride my bicycle and play marbles and play baseball and listen to baseball and other sports. I was just a regular kid. Then I went to college and I did all the things that college kids do and studied and crammed late at night and took tests and, you know, did all that kind of stuff. Got myself a motorcycle and things like that. Okay, and then when I was in my 20s and I started a career, had a real nice job and did that. But all along the way, I continued to have an interest in the spiritual side of life. But I wasn't going to church. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I didn't go to church. I never did. Never went to church. But I just had something about the spiritual side of life intrigued me. Okay? Well, all right, so then what happened? Well, when I got to be about 39 years old, then they had an awakening. I began to have a change of heart. See, before I had, you know, resented some people and been angry at some people and, you know, the usual stuff, right? But I had a change of heart about that. Let go of the resentment, and that's how I entered my life. I'll tell you more after this announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. We had a caller who asked the question, how do we know that there is a God? How do we know there's a God? And I began to say that for a long time, I didn't know. I suspected. Deep in my heart, I hoped there was a God. I hoped there was a God. I think deep in my heart, I wanted there to be a God. See, wouldn't it be nice if we had a Heavenly Father who was good, okay, and whom we could trust, and he wouldn't betray us? See, there's a lot of betrayal in life, isn't there? People betray each other. People in the same country betray each other, in the same neighborhood, in the same family. Parents betray children. See, brothers betray sisters, and sisters brothers, and wives husbands. There's betrayal everywhere. Wouldn't it be nice to know if there was a God who didn't betray, who is trustworthy and good? See, it's like having a good father. See, the world would be okay. I remember Noel Coward, the famous playwright. He said, I don't want to live in a world where there is no England. Okay? Well, I could change that a little bit, and I could say, I don't want to live in a world where there's no God. But anyway, getting back to what I was telling you, when I was a little kid, I didn't know. I heard about God and Jesus and everything. And when I was a little kid, they sent me to church and Sunday school, and I heard these things, but it went in one ear and out the other. I just didn't know. It wasn't a big thing for me. See, I was more interested in other things. Growing up and school and going to college and getting a job and a career and all of those things. That's appropriate for a young person. But all along the way, I kind of, I guess deep down, I hoped there was a God, okay? But I didn't know. Didn't know for sure. But then when I got to be around 39, and I had a change of heart about things, I had a change of heart, and I learned how to meditate properly, where I could sit still and get my thinking out of the imagination. See, there are no answers in imagination. People look to their imagination for answers and to thinking for answers, and they look in books for answers, but there are no answers there. There may be some facts. There may be some things that are factually true. But the real truth comes from within. So it was revealed. So I'll put it in a nutshell. Okay? It was revealed to me. I woke up, and then all of a sudden one day I just knew. And I don't know how I knew, but I just knew that there was a God. I could see clearly that there was a God, and there was no way it could be doubted because I could see it. So I don't need proof. I don't need evidence. See, I don't need anyone to tell me. I don't need a middleman or a preacher or a philosopher or a college professor. I don't need anyone, and I don't need a book to tell me either. And I don't need the Bible to tell me. I don't need a holy book to tell me. It's just a book. A book with pieces of paper with ink on it. Yes, it was inspired. Of course it was inspired. But I can also see that it was inspired. I see it. Okay. But the point is, whatever is written in a book, it bears witness to what I know in my heart. See, so first I know deeply there's a God. See, I know it. And then everything bears witness. See, then I go out in the world and then I see evidence, and I see the evidence. But it's not that I need the evidence, but I just see it. Everything I see God in everything. See? And when I read when I open the Bible, the New Testament, I read something, and oh my God, I see what it's saying. I see that it's true. So it's God that implanted it within me. See, he gave me the ability to see, to know in my heart, and that takes away doubt. So that's how I know there's a God. And I don't need anyone to tell me. And I don't need anyone to tell me what God is like. And I don't need anyone to tell me what Jesus is like either. See, or even about Jesus. That also I want to learn from within. Remember when Jesus asked the disciples, he said, who do you say that I am? Who do people say that I am? That's what he asked them. Who do people say that I am? And some of them said, well, some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're this, some say you're that. And he said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, blessed art thou, because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. My Father in heaven revealed it to you within. Okay? There's another place where Jesus is praying to the Father. He's praying a very famous prayer, and he said, Father, he said, this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and that they know that you sent me. See, it's revealed to those people, those special people within. They know within that God exists and that Christ is his Son, okay, who God sent. All right? So I don't need to go, how many churches are there? 20,000 different churches, each with a different interpretation? I don't need any of that. I see for myself, thank you. Need help with your prayer life? Try the new prayer meditation. Visit talktoapastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, my name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. We're talking today about how do I know that there is a God, or how can we know that there is a God? It came in as a question. In fact, let's listen to the question now. It came in on the listener call-in line.
Hello, my name is Brian. I'm a college student, and I'm calling from San Francisco. I have one question. How do you know that there is a God, or is there a way to see evidence of God's existence in one's everyday life? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Brian calling. He had a thoughtful question. How do we know that God exists, or how do we know there's a God? Well, in the first half of the program today, I talked about how when I was a young man, when I was a child, I was interested in, you know, psychology and religion and such things. A little bit, you know, about as much as a kid can be interested in. I was, you know, more interested in baseball, more interested in sports and things like that, riding my bicycle and, you know, electronics and things. I was more interested in that stuff than I was in religion. So I wasn't interested in religion as such, but there was this part of me that responded to, I kind of liked the idea that you know, that there was that dimension. I like the idea that dimension exists, you know. And so then when I was in my 20s, well, I went to college and I started working. And then I was in my 30s and I was married and, you know, but when I got to be pretty close to age 40, 39, then all of a sudden there was a change. And it was actually God entered my life. In other words, he rescued me. He rescued me from a lot of things. He rescued me from a lot of things. And then, see, not only could I see that he exists, I mean, I just woke up one day and just saw that he exists, just the way I know that 1 + 1 = 2. See, I can see that one. See, somebody might say, how do you know that 1 + 1 = 2? Well, someone might say, well, the teacher taught me, or I read it in a book. But the way I answer the question is, I see that it is so. I can see that 1 + 1 = 2, okay? And the same way I can see that God exists, okay? I just see it. But then there's something else, and that is he touched my life. See, he touched my life. And so that was something else. But, you know, but there's more. So let's talk about the more. Let's talk about more. Why is it that people don't know that God exists? Well, there's a couple of reasons. How can anyone not know that God exists? Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, it's the spiritual side of life, like I said. And some people are just not interested in that whatsoever. They're just not interested in it. And the other thing is people get all caught up in the everyday stuff. They get all caught up in their music and in texting. And they get caught up in their video games and their movies and their friends, see, and their marijuana, their work. And then as life proceeds, problems begin. Sometimes little children are, you know, come from a terrible home and a terrible environment, and then there's all kinds of problems already, which is sad. But, you know, for sure, when we start getting older, there's going to be issues developing. And then people have health issues, financial, all kinds of issues. And then they get caught up in the issues and lost in the issues, overwhelmed by the issues, see? And there's hardly a space left for them to even to be thoughtful and to wonder. See, we need a little space to wonder. Little children wonder about things, don't they? Little children are amazed and have awe about things. They love to see a butterfly, and they like science and the nature, and they love their cat and their dog. And there are just so many things that children love and are amazed by and take delight in, and they have wonder about, see? Well, that sense of wonder, okay, when you get too caught up in things, then it's hard to have that sense of wonder. So that's one of the reasons why I teach the meditation, the little meditation that I have, to help you get out of being caught up in things so you can stand back and get the big picture instead of being overwhelmed by things. Missed part of the program? No problem. Just visit our audio archives at talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Most people want to be, in fact, most people want to be God. That's the dirty little secret. See, our ego wants to be God. And you can see the evidence of that. You see how people judge each other, how you judge other people. Look at her. Look at what he's doing. Look at how she's dressing. Look at how he's driving. We puff up and we judge them as if we were God. See, and we condemn them. We judge people and then we even condemn them in our mind. Okay, and the other way we play God, we want worship. Yes, we do. We want people to respect us. Even if we're disrespectful, we want them to hold their nose and respect us. We want them to think well of us, okay? We want them to admire us, and we want to be right and never wrong. If somebody catches you in a lie, or they catch you doing something wrong, do you admit it, or do you become angry to defend yourself? See, or do you make excuses? Or do you brush it all under the carpet? See, and if your little kids don't see you in a good light, do you get angry at them? Do you become impatient with them as if you're an angry God? Condemn them for their mistakes? And, see? So we play God. We want to be a king and a judge. We want worship and admiration from other people, and we want to be right and well thought of and respected. And if they don't see us in a good light, then we resent them and condemn them. And people play God. A lot of people play God over other people, yet through their position or parents. A mother plays God over her kids. She wants to run their lives. The kids need a little space. She's trying to run every move that they make and make them see her in a good light and everything. And that's why some kids rebel and run away, see, because there's just too much pressure. Too much pressure. So we play God, and we condemn other people, and we even hate other people. So we're not very nice gods. So now you can see, if we want to play God, well, if we were to encounter the real God by way of conscience, what would we experience then? Our pride would be dashed. We would feel shame and pain to see just how rotten we are. But we don't want to see it. We want to think, we want to be thought well of. So other people lie to us, and we lie to them. We pretend that we don't see their faults, and they pretend they don't see our faults. See? So that's the kind of life we live, and so we avoid the real God. Then we find a God, you know, we find a church or a group or an organization or a spiritual practice or a theory or a philosophy or a religion. We find something that will permit us to hang on to our pride. See? Permit us to hang on to our pride. So we have... Then we can worship a false God. See, and imagine a make-believe God. See, make-believe religion, which may have elements of truth in it. See, it may even be factual in many, many ways, but it's still a make-believe. See, we want a God that loves us just as we are, prideful, sneaky, see, impatient, judgmental. We want a God that loves us like that. We don't want to change. We don't want to admit we're wrong and have our pride and be stricken and be humbled. We don't want that. See? So that's why we never encounter the real God, because we build our lives to avoid him, to avoid an encounter with the real God. Okay? Within. Okay? Which will feel like conscience, because we've been avoiding him so long and being naughty. So there you have it. There you have that. And then the other thing is that in our efforts to play God, and as we avoid the real God, then we don't have understanding. See, to have understanding and wisdom, you have to have access to the inner light from God. See, the same inner light by which I can see that God, I just see that God, I just wordlessly know that God exists. I just know it, that's all. Which, remember I said I didn't always know when I was a little kid and a teenager and a young man? I didn't know. I suspected, okay? I suspected he did. And I kind of hoped he did, but I didn't know. See, but now I know. See, and it wasn't until I know within, wordlessly. And how I know, I don't know, I just know that he makes me to know somehow. But that same intuition, that's called intuition in the inner light. Well, that's how I know that 1 + 1 = 2, and that's why how I know many other things. Okay, I know many other things by that intuition. So it gives me wisdom and it gives me foresight. And okay? So therefore we have to be in touch with the inner light. But when we're lost in our thinking, Most of us hide in our thinking and our imagination, where we plan and scheme and daydream and worry and fret and try to plan the future. When you're lost down there, you can't find God. You have to step out of thinking and stand back from thinking in order to get back in touch and find a rapport with the inner light so you can know wordlessly, a wordless way of knowing. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to humble your pride a little bit and get out of your thinking and get to meditation so you can find out how to do so and start to live in God's light. Then you can become a friend of God, like Enoch or Noah. They were said to be friends of God. I have many very nice YouTube lectures on the topic, and I have my meditations. The complimentary meditation is free, help you to deal with stress, get out of your thinking, and refine the inner light from God. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.